that track. You're right.
That's what Ramosh is saying. There's no
Hasmonas
involved. But Ramosh
didn't address the point that he should have said, that this person
shouldn't have done that, but since he did it, there's no Hasmonas.
But he shouldn't have done that because he shouldn't have been Mahavir the Yerusha
from his son to his daughter.
He's clearing title on the Yerusha. That's what
What he's doing, but the lotion is
that we talk about this
and this with the it sounds like it's a very like a thing to do,
and there's no reason for this safer,
and there's no reason for this safer, and there's no reason for all the other ones.
Because being in the Malkut is allowing me to do this,
right. And I question, but why doesn't he address the point that I'm being married and Akhlus
from the Yorkshire that the
employer wants me to somebody else?
And in the case before, so I said that could be
that if you write a star of Matona, Shoachas, Koinonisa, that's what could be Mavin the Nachla, because it's not a Nachla. But I'm still alive, I'm giving a present to my daughter, or to my wife, which I'm allowed to do at the yeshiva. That's not called Mavin the Nachla. But if I'm doing a Petorius Yerusha, Abidina de Malchusa, that it says that he should be the one that inherits me, then in such a case, I'm being Mavin the Yerusha, Zichar Nisa. And Ramosha doesn't address that.
Yeshiva of Ramosha is talking about Scrapis, right? You mentioned that it goes to Yeshiva. Am I correct?
No, in general, anyway.
No, because the way you read it, it's implied
that was the original.
Just in general.
Where is there a Maganapa brought?
I don't remember the synod. But Glinar, I'll bring it to me. Maybe, you know, copy the synod so we can learn it himself. Okay? So that's Ramosha. But obviously, the Choylik and Ramosha and this, not because of the reason that I said, they just say it doesn't work. Dina Makusa doesn't help. The Gabi this, like the Shah says, the Shame the Rajba, that Dina Makusa doesn't help as far as Yerusha. Now, then he brings like this. This is a Sefer called Nachla Shiva.
What did Ramosha do with that Shah?
I don't know. This is a Sefer called Nachla Shiva. Nachla Shiva was, I think, the first Sefer that wrote Shtoris. So I'll say for this, Chuvas a little bit. And the rest of us have all different stories. The Ksuba that we write is from the Nachlashivas. The Ksuba, the Irchasov, the first Nusa, the Ksuba, the Nusa, Nachlashiva. All the Nuskois, Shtar Mechira, everything is. Nachlashiva went ahead and he wrote all the Nuskois.
First, what is his name, Bloomberg?
Anyhow, so the Nachlashiva says that you can write a star called Chatzi Zocher. Yeah? Star Chatzi Zocher. That you're saying that my son will go ahead and heal Yarshan. One chelik. And my daughter will take half the chelik of the zocher. Yeah? And even on that he has the same horror. But how is he going to be makhnis something shalobali oilam? He's doing this le'achar mitzah. So he says like this. So the Nachashiva says, you know how we're going to do this? He makes a choiva al'atzmoy for a tremendous amount of money. And he gives this choiv to his daughter. And he says in the shtar that you have a choice, Yorsh. The halacha is like this. A person is a Yorish. And a person lives this world, Yorish yarshins everything he owns, and he also yarshins his choiv. So if he owes somebody money, so now he can go collect from the Yorsh. So he's not only yarshining the money, he's yarshining the choiv too. A person, when he's alive, he's allowed to be mischayev himself to give somebody money. So this is what the Nachla Shiva provided for. That he says, you know what? I am mischayev myself to my daughter $1 billion. A tremendous amount of money. And this person happened to have left $100,000 in his Yerusha. So now the son Yarsh is $100,000. They says, oh, hey, but I owe my sister $1 million, or $1 billion, right? So now he's finished. But then he provides like this, he writes in this star, you know what? I'm only making a conditional choiv to my daughter. And the conditional choiv is like this, that if she'll yarshin half of what my sons will yarshin, then the choiv is a non-existent choiv. It's a conditional choiv. So at the halacha, he can do such a thing. He can make a conditional choiv that I'm giving over my daughter. A choiv, I owe her $1 million, and that's called today. And then after 120 years, when he dies, He says like this: my sons have a choice, either pay a choif or give a half of the yush, half of the yush. That's the hamsah that the Nachla Shiva had in order to get out of this problem.
Why did you say half of the
half? Gazonos.
What did you say?
The case of the Nachla Shiva was the son Yarshins an equal amount. Let's say he has two sons and a daughter.
Oh, two sons and a daughter. Okay.
Or let's say he has one son and one daughter.
One son and one daughter, he
so the son really yarshins the whole thing.
Right, but he can say
so in the $100,000, his son yarshins $50,000. He writes on the star, you know what? And the son yarshins $100,000. He says, you know what? You're yarshing $100,000, but you owe your sister $1,000,000. But if you give your sister one half of your chelek, right? It's not 50. Now they divide the thing in two, right? So it's now 50 and 50, and she gets half of that. Not equal to her son. Half, chatzi zocher. Half of whatever the
Why
son was supposed to get.
Half if he wants?
He can do whatever he wants, but I'm telling about the Nachla Shiva did. That's what he wanted to do.
But if he wanted to do it, he can make it 50-52.
If he wanted to do it, he can give it the whole thing.
Okay,
case.
I got you. All
right. Right? But if he gives her the whole thing, then the son has no reason to pay the choif.
That's right.
The son of man says, well, I might as well pay the choif. Well, what's the difference? But it has to be that it's to the advantage of the son to give her part of the Yerusha, give her whatever he wants. Now, a lot of poiskim, you know, we'll stop with this. A lot of poiskim, well, we got a few minutes. A lot of poiskim hold that when the Nachla Shiva wrote this, Chatzi Zocher, he meant not to do more than that. Because if you're doing more than that, then you'll be maiver already the Nachla. Says that amount you could do lechatzila, and you have to have no problems that you're going against. Because after all, some poskim can hold the Torah said who yarshins and who doesn't yarshin. And there's a reason why the Torah said that. We might not be aware of that reason, because we don't know everything that the Torah says, why the Torah says it. But there's a reason. And if we're going to go against that, so we're doing something we shouldn't be doing. But Chatzi Zocher, if you give her half of what you give the son, so then that will be okay. Now, by the way, there's a whole arichas in the poskim. If you look at the Pesach Poskim, by the way, has an Yerusha too. So here's there's a whole arichas in the poskim. What does it mean by Chatzi Zocher? You know, there's a Zocher and there's an Akeva, so there's $100,000. So what does it mean half of what the Zocher gets? If you get 50-50 each, that's on half of the Zocher. So am I giving the Zohar 75 and her 25? That's also not half of the Zohar. That's a third of the Zohar. So what do you got to give a 37 and a half? There's a whole arichas exactly what he means by Chatzi Zohar. But the Chayra, that all could be mitzukan, that there should be no machloikis, because you write the parish in the star exactly what you mean by Chatzi Zohar. Yeah.
So far, no mention has been made of primogeniture.
Huh?
Of the
Pishnai.
Yeah. Does he
talk
about
it? Well, no, he doesn't have to.
That's in
the Torah. The Torah says the Bechor gets double. But when there's only one boy and one girl, so the double is not double. I mean, there's only one Yoyers.
He gets
all
the children.
Huh?
If you have lots of children, you have to also go through.
Right. You know, by the way, if you want a whole Arichas on this, and you can get a hold of the Piskedinim of the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of Tin Tires on this, because in Eretz Yisrael Nachla and Get is given over to the Rabban. And like I told you, my uncle, the family of Rafa Rhoda Tavo, what he wanted everything to go to his wife. He had no life children. He lost his whole family in Auschwitz, and he had a second wife. He brought up her children. But he wrote a tzava that Yerusha should go completely to his wife. Everything. And he happened to have been that I was the Yoyosh. Because he had no, my father was Nifter. He had a brother in Bnei Brak and a nephew here, that's me, and my cousin who happens to live in Eilat. So he had two nephews and a brother, equal Yarshin. That's the halach. The brother Yarshins, and if the brother passes away, then the children of the brother.
Even if it was a daughter, I think.
Even a daughter with Yarshin too, in such a case. Yeah? But there was no daughter, so there was here. It was myself, one nephew, and another nephew in Eilat. And I get an emergency call.
What about your sister?
If there's a son, she doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? So then there's a phone call. I get a phone call, emergency phone call from my uncle in Nebra, that the Almona has a few days to move out of her house. Because she has no permission to be there, seeing that I'm my uncle, and the time Bnei Brak, are equal yorshim to the apartment. They froze the bank account, so she can't take any money out to buy food. The Bezin took care of all that. Even though there's a Yerusha there, it's a star that says that he didn't want that. He wants everything to be, and it's a mitzvah the kind of Amaz. So it's definitely a mitzvah for us to go ahead and do that. But as long as we didn't do it, Bezin left everything up. Bezin wants in Eretz Yisrael that I should go ahead and go to Bezin here, and go to Bezin and say to the Bezin that I'm moichel all rights that I have to the Yerusha or Rav Mordechai. So I went to the Bezin here. Yeah, it's interesting how Bezin works. I went to Bezin here. I said to Bezin, I want to write this little note that I'm moichel all my what I have in the Yerusha, and I'm going to sign it, and I want you to be mekayim my signature. That's what they wanted. That I did in front of Bezin, and it's not a fake. It's all that all they wanted. It was an authorized al pi halacha that a Bezin sees that I did it, and I was, and that it was explained to me what I'm doing, and I understand what I'm doing, and I'm really doing it.
So the rest,
the Bezin here says absolutely not. They're not doing it. I said, why aren't you doing it? I said, because you can't be Michael and you Yerusha. No such thing. You could say that you want to give her a matan. But to me, Michael and Yerusha, there's no such mutter, which they're right. What do you mean, Michael and Yerusha? It's yours.
It's yours,
I have an apartment and I have money in the bank in Eretz Yisrael. I want to give it to her, to the Almana, so I'm entitled to give it to her. But I can't say, well, I'm Michael from before, that it shouldn't be mine.
You get stuck with all the taxes.
So I said to the Bezdin, I mean, this is what they told me the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael wants. You don't agree that they should want that, but I don't think that's your business. Your business is that I'm writing this and I'm signing it. You know, how it works, they're not asking you that, they're not asking you a shayla how to do it. So after a while I convinced them that I have to be right, that no matter whether they're right or wrong, the stuff they have to do is notarize my signature. That's all it doesn't want. Anyhow, kach have it. So you see that this is a whole sugya in Eretz Yisrael, and that in Eretz Yisrael they didn't accept Rav Moshe's psak that midina d'malchut, because if you want to it, all the parties in Eretz Yisrael are asking not to go by Bezin, but to go by the secular Israeli cause, then that's fine too. Then Bezin has no power. It's only when one of the parties says he wants to go by Bezin that then Bezin has the power to do that. So anyhow, so far we have that the Nachla Shiva starts Chatzis Zohar, and we have, I mean, at least I have a shaila. What does it mean by Star Chatzis Zohar? Does it mean you should not do that more than that? Right? But certainly, if you want to do more than that, it's certainly valid. I don't know if the Nachla Shiva men don't do more than that. That's why it was only a star. We had in the yeshiva here a big masloikas family. Mamish broke up because the father left absolutely no tzavah. So here there was no mitzvah kan divrei hameis. Nobody knew what the divrei hameis was. They found absolutely nothing. Then they found one star that he wrote that he hates his family. He don't want anything to do with him. Nothing at all. He wants everything to go to a certain yeshiva. So that all the Yorkshire disputed. That they don't want to. And there was a Bechor, and there was a son, and then there was a bunch of daughters. So the state about it said, whatever the law is, because there was no Yerusha, there was no Tzavah. But then I think they wanted to make a phony Tzavah so that the state shouldn't take. And there was a lot of money or something, but anyhow, whatever it was, it became, and he went to all the place community just wrong, because the Bechor says he wants his chayil, he wants his pishnaim, and he don't give anything. Nothing. But if he's a nice guy, he'll give him each one $10,000. That's what he decided he wants to do, and not more than that. He went to a kind of rabbonim, and he said, just to ask a shayil, what should he do? And it's in the most rabbonim said, you know, you have to give anything, and all of that, you shouldn't. You don't have to give matanos away. But, Rav Shlomo Zichrono Livracha held absolutely not like that. He held he should give them all equal.
Shneva?
Huh? Yishuv Shalom Bayis, he held. That's what he held. Okay, so we'll continue with this. Alright, so five, and if I don't hear from you, it'll be five.
Yeah, I don't
have
a
chance
to
learn
this, but I
have
it in my office. I don't know
if
it was. This is my
reference.
Ramatoli
lent. It wasn't me that lent it to you, huh?
You were
taken. I'm missing
mine. No, I don't think I did.
I lent it to somebody. Alright?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that one was with you.
How long do you think we're
going to do? I tell my supervisor. I have a meeting today with some leadership guys about renting them some section of the bungalow account. It reminded me of one time I had such a meeting with some leadership guys years ago. but I want to take a whole section of the phone book home. All right, this is years ago, so I get a phone call tonight. My Shadoi is Shlomo Freifeld here. Okay, he says, go to the store and buy yourself a good pair of suspenders. So I said to him, why? Because they're coming to take your pants down. Out of the blue, would I get a phone call?
No, that's okay.
And you know what? He was right. I had a suspenders and whatever. He has such an unbelievable sense of humor.
I had a friend who's got a man suspender.
No, but these are not the
same. I'm saying no, but
yeah, they are. But this is different. This
what part of the comedy is it?
What?
No, they're back where the Bachram used to be, so they want to come and bring a few Bachrams. They want to bring a full yeshiva.
No, I'm saying, I don't think these guys are that fine. These are yeshivas that they can book. I want them there because I like to have a yeshiva on the premises. You know, they won't be on our side, they'll be on the other side. They'll be on the Alpes Medish, even though I offer them, but they don't want them.
Okay.
That one of you, of the making a big hole?
Yeah.
Why don't you worry about the
Oh, I should borrow it. Okay, that's one more.
He must not have room for the car.
Why is it their problem with low blow on that?
So he's doing Shoachar Kohen Mamid. That's the next step. Now, for sure, it's Chal 1 hour before the meeting.
Another thing I was thinking.
Or it could be Chal from today even.
I was thinking it could be better to do it today. Because the cat doesn't have any special of the Shoachar Kohen Mamid.
Yeah, right.
To give it to the cat. It could be a mile.
That's much better than the